You had a big challenge ahead of you in trying to fill the new season following the death of BCPA director Tina Salamone, because she really drove the bookings and the scheduling.
It was a bit daunting at first. When she passed away, she had just started planning the season, so there was very little that was firmly set for the season. I was fortunate enough to be able to get access to her email and a lot of handwritten notes and a few notes here and there on a calendar and just conversations that we'd had in passing over the past couple months leading up to her death. It is very true to the vision that she was formulating for the season. I think it is a season that's very indicative of her tastes, and it's very exciting to me. I think there's really something for everyone. There's comedy, there's drama, there's music, there's dance. Really something for every taste and every age.
Cause you make me feel like I've been locked out of heaven for too long.
I think it's very important to be aware of the variety of tastes within the community. I like to reflect the diversity and the spirit of our community. I think it's very important to have something that children and families can attend together, something that older people would like to see, our active adults, and something that 20-somethings would want to see.
Comedian Brian Regan would probably fall into that category. He's known as the clean comic and has been featured on Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee.
Some people get really upset if you get their name wrong, especially if they have a name that's similar to another name. Carolyn and Caroline. They got to think about that, man. Don't get that wrong, because they're going to drill you. Hi, Carolyn. It's Caroline. It's Caroline, Brian. It's Brian. Yes, my name is Brian. Very hard to say my name correctly.
I know that you always shoot for a couple of big shows that might have wide appeal, and hopefully you do so well with those that can maybe offset a show that might not be quite as popular, but that does appeal to a niche audience that you do want to try to serve.
Right, and we definitely have that. Kinky Boots is definitely a show that's going to have wide appeal. Also Gobsmacked, which is an a cappella musical, more of a cabaret type show, but it's a cappella. I think that will have a big audience here.
You're crazy and I'm out of my mind, cause all of me loves all of you. Love your curves and all your edges.
Reduced Shakespeare is another theater program that I think has very wide appeal. There are jokes that will go over the heads of kids and adults will get. And yeah, there's a lot of physical humor that kids will enjoy. So that show, the Reduced Shakespeare Company's show, William Shakespeare's long-lost first play, Abridged, is on its way to Broadway soon after it plays here. So rather than being a Tony Award-winning show like Kinky Boots that's coming here, we get to see it before it hits Broadway.
Yeah, you see, basically Shakespeare was a formula writer. Once he found a device that worked, he used it over and over and over again. So Mr. Shakespeare, the question we have is this. Why did you write 16 comedies when you could have written just one?
Well, in answer to this question, we of the Reduced Shakespeare Company have taken the liberty of condensing all 16 of Shakespeare's comedies into a single play, which we have entitled The Comedy of Two Well-Measured Gentlemen Lost in the Merry Wives of Venice on a Midsummer's Twelfth Night in Winter.
Or Cymbeline Taming Pericles the Merchant in the Tempest of Love As Much as You Like It for Nothing. Or Four Weddings and a Transvestite.
I've enjoyed Reduced Shakespeare Company's work for over 20 years. And when I heard that they had a new show that they were touring, I was, of course, interested in seeing if we could fit that into our season. It had been something that Tina had a little scribbled note about. And so when I talked to the agent and was able to get it, I thought that that was a great thing for our audiences to be able to see what they were touring right before they took it to Broadway.
That hasn't happened that often, has it?
In this region, it doesn't happen that often. I think it's really exciting for Central Illinois to be able to have a show that they will see before the Broadway audience gets it.
And getting a show like Kinky Boots, is that going to be the show that you fill the most seats and could possibly sell out?
I think there's a very good chance that that will sell out. Of course, we always hope that all of our shows will do well. And we actually did book this season with the idea in mind that we would like to try to increase audiences for the shows. So we are doing fewer shows that have a smaller niche audience and more shows that we think will have a broader appeal, which is not to say that there isn't something for everyone, but we were very much looking at the bottom line as we were booking shows for the season.
Some of those crowd favorites will include an outdoor concert next month, the Cornerstones of Rock, featuring bands such as the Buckinghams and the Ides of March, that will appeal to baby boomers. And the Neverly Brothers will be back at the BCPA for return engagement in January, singing hits from Jerry Lee Lewis, Buddy Holly, and the Beatles.
From a tree, dress it up and they call it me. Everybody's trying to be my baby. Everybody's trying to be my baby.
And there are some shows that we did have to let go because we just didn't think that we would get the response that would make it fiscally responsible to book the show.
Can you give us an example?
A show that I know Tina really, really loved and would be a lot of fun to have here is Squonk. It is an outside show only. It is a very big production. And we have traditionally only charged $15, not more than $20 for outside shows. So unless we wanted to dramatically increase the ticket price for an outside show, it didn't seem like a good fit for this particular season. I'd love to be able to bring it another time, but we really were looking at the bottom line of a lot of shows this year, trying to be responsible.
Was that based on any directive or the deficit, or what was driving that?
You always want your Performing Arts Center to perform well financially, but yes, we had had a directive from the city manager that we should try to reduce losses or build revenues, and that we were to plan the season with that as one of the factors that we were considering. Certainly not necessarily the one overriding factor, but it was to be a major consideration in booking the season.
You're listening to Sound Ideas. I'm Colleen Reynolds, and we're talking with Assistant Performing Arts Manager for the City of Bloomington, Anne-Marie Dittman, about the new season. And I would suppose that your other big headliner is George Thorogood and the Destroyers. And it's coming at a particularly interesting time for him. He's 69 years old, but I recently read he is releasing a solo album, the first solo album of his entire career. But he is going to be performing with the Destroyers, right?
Yes, he will definitely be performing with the Destroyers, and the pending release of his solo album is very exciting. And just seeing the clips that the marketing department has given us for that concert, I can hardly wait to see it. He has so much energy, and he will be doing mostly his former repertoire of songs. And yeah, it'll be a rocking good time, definitely.
Bad of the ball. I drink alone. Yeah. I want one bourbon, one scotch, one beer, one bourbon.
For that concert, $1 for each of the tickets is being donated to the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society at his request. So that is part of this tour as well.
Do you know his connection to that cause?
I really don't, but it's the first time that I've encountered that stipulation in booking a show and ticketing a show, and it's wonderful that he can put his celebrity and his energy behind helping to raise funds for a good cause.
The other thing I noticed about this lineup versus last year's lineup, you had three kind of country-related, one more strongly than the other, but there was a definite emphasis, I think, on country, which does have a loyal fan base and so forth, but I don't really see country represented here yet. Do you think that's yet to come?
I definitely think that yet to come, and that was something I was very specifically looking for. None of the routing for any of the shows that we wanted was really working out yet for this season, but music shows in particular are things that tend to book really close to when they will appear, and we will definitely be having additional shows added during the season. I would definitely say that we will have at least one fairly major country show coming.
What will be the most expensive ticket of the season and maybe the least expensive ticket?
The least expensive tickets are usually our movies, and we will continue to do the silent films with organ music by Dennis Scott. Those are very popular. In terms of live performance tickets, I would say that Journey to Oz, which is a family show, is a lower priced ticket. Push's Dracula is another sort of middling to lower priced ticket.
And this summer you are not doing Beer Fest.
Beer Fest was great fun, but there are so many beer fests in this area that we didn't feel we were really, for the amount of time and effort that it took for our staff to produce that, we really didn't think we were getting a good return. So it was largely an economic choice not to do that again. Of course, we still wanted fun entertainment out on the lawn in the summer. So we're doing the summer solstice concert. We will have beer vans. We will have lots of craft beer, both on draft and in bottles and cans. We will have nonstop music from noon to 10 p.m. So the main stage will be more bigger bands, rock and roll kind of stuff. And the second stage, which will be playing half-hour sets during the changeover on the main stage, is all acoustic.
Mama said nothing good ever happens after midnight. Mama said nothing good ever happens after midnight. And I don't feel like being good tonight. No,
all local bands. It'll be great fun. And we'll have food trucks here as well. We'll have Oogie's Healthy in a Hurry and the Dinner Bell here for summer solstice. And we'll have those and maybe another one during the Cornerstones of Rock in July.
Well, Anne-Marie, we're going to wrap it up here, but I wanted to ask, tickets go on sale officially?
So officially, tickets are on sale to the public on June 22nd. In the meantime, arts partners who are donors to the theater are allowed to buy tickets in advance. If you're not an arts partner, but you see something that is particularly interesting to you and you'd like to buy tickets in advance, any arts partner at the $100 level or up can get early ticket purchasing privileges. So if you'd like to become an arts partner, you can get those tickets now.
Anne-Marie Dittman, thanks so much for joining us on Sound Ideas today.